There are so many topics we can sing about on Tony's show. We can laugh about Ebola and call Narasetti a schmo. But don't mention Hannah, and don't you dare bring up any questions about his marriage. Let's sing about cancer. It's okay, I can make that joke, 'cause I had it myself.
Don't talk about Tony's marriage, but you can talk about cancer. All right, welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for October 20th, 2014. I am your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and tkjingles.com. It is enjoyed by the loyal but often strange littles of the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show. Today's episode is brought to you by Shaw's Jewelers, because the nice people at Mervis politely declined to sponsor this podcast. True story. So up front, just want to remind everybody, we have the sticker giveaway still going on. If you follow me on Twitter or the Facebook at TK Jingles, and then share a link to one of your favorite tunes and send me your address to podcast@tkjingles.com, I will send you a free, no obligation, no strings attached, TKJ sticker to put on your car or do whatever you'd like with it. Details can be found at tkjingles.com/stickerme. So that opening song there about having cancer and everything else, this last week or so on Tony's show has taken a really dark turn with the material, which I love, because that black comedy is something that I really get a kick out of, singing about Ebola or whatever. There's a song on the South Park Christmas Classics album from like 1999 or something. It's called Dead, 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 and it's a beautiful chorus, choir singing with children about how someday we'll all be dead. Enjoy Christmas, love your family, but don't worry, we'll all be dead, but enjoy Christmas, open your presents, but don't worry, you're all going to die. And just the juxtaposition of that, it's one of my favorite songs in that genre. And that vibe of just celebrating death and having a smile on your face when you're singing about death really influenced the Ebola parody that I did last week. And we've got a couple more Ebola songs we're going to play up front to start the show, one by Rich Ottinger, which actually was the same idea that Michael Butts had on Twitter. I think that Ebola and Lola was a pretty logical fit, so folks saw that as a good opportunity to make a song. And then I wrote some alternate lyrics for the Tom Jones Delilah song that I did last week to the Plain White Tees' Hey There Delilah. It's basically the same joke. And so rather than inundate you with me singing it a second time, I recruited the very talented Jeff Negrelli to give it a go. So we'll hear that up front as well. Then we've got a couple more tunes. Why Are You Scared, Tony? A great tune by Jack Wright that was on Friday's show. Everybody Has a Broken Heart by Hampton and Brad. KJ's brilliant Bob Ryan, Barbara Ann parody, which isn't necessarily funny in a lot of the lyrics, but the concept. It's one of those where you hear and go, how in the hell did nobody think of this before? It's just so perfect. I mean, just the Bob Ryan just works so well, and hearing his reaction to it was great. And obviously not as great as Kirkshin's reaction has been to everything, but it was damn good. And then Joe Arrow responded to Tony throwing the gauntlet down with Journey. And I think anybody that's listened to Joe Arrow's 100 or so songs has been waiting for him to cover Journey or Kansas or just one of those bands from the 70s or 80s that just wail. This is wonderful. Don't Stop Believing. And then we'll end out the opening segment with Patrick Moffitt with a Paul Simon parody of Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes. Then after that, we've got a look back in time, a real old-time jingle from about almost 100 years ago, actually. Well, yeah, almost 100 years ago. We have a jingle to play from 100 years ago. Then we have a feature segment on some of the rejected walk-up music for Tony's guest that hasn't made the show yet. And then a bunch of extra crap. I've got some demos and some things I'm working on for next week that hopefully will be on the show. And then, as always, a fun mailbag. So enjoy the show. I really am excited about this one. I don't, you know, I'm excited about all these things, obviously, because I've written almost 200 stupid songs, but this is a good one. Stick around. You're going to hear some really cool stuff that probably is only ever going to be on this podcast episode and nowhere else, not the website. So it's going to be fun.
It came from a place called Monrovia, been to Dulles and Dallas, but Tom Frieden said it's under control. Control. Now Mr. Tony's worried about how it will advance, but Howard Feynman told him that the number's only big for Ebola. E-B-O-L-A, Ebola. Ebola. The world's most youthful guy, so we understand his worry when his fever gets high. It's Ebola. Ebola. Well, he's not dumb, cause he does understand to close your window nation windows to protect your clan from Ebola. Ebola. She looked fine on the news the week before. Never ever kissed Wendy Rieger before, but now he has, and it's his demise. He's got Ebola, Wilbon's not surprised. Well, I'm not a PTI psychic hotline fan, but like a monkey becomes a chimp and 40 makes a man, we'll get Ebola. We'll all get Ebola.
Hey, I got Ebola. It's so much easier than they told ya. All I did was watch the news. Now I'm infected with Ebola. I was clean. But now they locked me up in quarantine. There's no vaccine. Oh, we're all gonna die. 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 We're all gonna die.
Why are you scared, Tony? Why are you scared, Tony? Is it the fear that ISIS will spread? If you piss them off, they'll cut off your head. They'll come for you when you're asleep in bed. Is that why you're scared, Tony? Why are you scared, Tony? Why are you scared, Tony? Is it Ebola, Tony? If you think about it, it's like the flu. It might kill me, and it might kill you. And if we're lucky, it'll get round you. Is that why you're scared, Tony? Why are you scared, Tony? Some other folks might be a little bit more worried than you are. Phobic, neurotic too. Maybe, but none of them will ever panic the way you do. It's sad but true, boy. And as the years go by, you know you will surely die. It's an inevitability. So why are you scared, Tony? Why are you scared, Tony? Oh, why are you scared, Tony?
Chance to root for Baltimore, Jack. The Nats went down and they are coming back. Like a textbook Caps playoff choke. The Nats have made the local sports scene a joke. Everybody has a broken heart. DC sports fans have a broken heart. Send Roark to the Redskins, he might just start. Ovechkin's next in line to break your heart. Labelle might just win 50 games, but don't get suckered by the way they play. Come the playoffs, they'll find ways to disgrace. You'll wish John Wall could be shot into space. Learn to live with all your broken hearts. There's no avoiding all the broken hearts. You're promised Cartier and you get Kmart. Everybody has a broken heart.
Ba 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 Brian.
Ba 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 Brian.
Oh, Bob Ryan.
Ba 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 Ryan.
Oh, he's the man.
Ba 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 ba
Brian.
Ba 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 Ryan.
He's a writing and opining, always got a smiling Bob Ryan. Bob Ryan. Bob Bob Ryan.
Wanna know about the Pats? What the food's like in France?
Ask Bob Ryan. He's always got a smile.
Bob Ryan. Bob Ryan.
He's the man.
Bob Ryan.
He's a quintessential writer, take him to your desert isle.
Bob Ryan, Bob, 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 Bob Ryan.
He's a writing and opining, always got a smiling Bob Ryan, Bob, 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 Bob Ryan.
Just a fall on sky, and only child born in July. He draws the old Bay Bridge down from Delaware. He was a city boy, now he's old and stays annoyed. He'll drive from PTI going anywhere.
I'll take advantage of this musical interlude to let you know that Nigel's stand-up show last week was fantastic. And next time he's got a gig, you really got to check him out. I was able to enjoy the show with Neil and Rockville, Super G, and some other littles. We all had a good time. Nigel was pretty damn funny, so go see him.
The things he hates, there's quite a few. Waiting in lines and moose cans too. Sons of bitches with their podcast delays. They go on and on and on and on. Littles waiting. Waiting just to hear the show. And Wilbon is still not surprised. Redskins losing. Tony shouts out with emotion. That's it. I'm boiling eggs. Who's sneaky fat and what your neighbors do? Everybody hates Raju. He eats his ice cream at the kitchen sink. Another night. Jaws he wins, monkeys lose. Kevin screwing up the news. And Todd's catching never ends. It goes on and on and on and on. Winter forecast. The colleagues study all the models from DC to 0015. Littles singing, trying to sound like Jerry Negrelli and Snow Falls, and Tony's scared to drive. is, and you know T's gonna read some for you first.
People say he's crazy, but I think they are just confused. He's got porn stars picking games and monkeys wearing suits. Oh, I can't see why they're confused. Tune in for baseball, you get grocery lists and stories about Kim Jong-un. People that he hates get put on the pontoon. Oh, now I see why they're confused. And Tony says, "Ooh." And nobody knows what the hell he's talking about. No, nobody knows what the hell you're talking about. Now I see why they're confused.
Yeah, I think that you speak on behalf of the significant others of Littles Everywhere who are confused by why anyone would listen to Tony's show. So in this segment now, I like to feature a regular bit. We've been doing the trivia, and I'll keep that alternating in here. If you have questions about Tony's show or about this or anything else, send them to podcast@tkjingles.com. If you would like to participate and record an answer to any of those questions, also send an email to podcast@tkjingles.com, and you can be a part of that. But today, instead of trivia, I'd like to feature a new bit here, an old-timey jingle. So Tony's been doing his radio show for a long time, and it's kind of hazy on when it started and when he first got into radio, but, you know, I've been looking through the archives here. I had access to some of Nigel's files last year and have been meeting new Littles over the past year and interacting with them and getting some old podcasts and clips. And I found a jingle. This is from July 1914, just before Tony went on to summer break that year. So about 100 years ago, he'd been doing the show for a while, and Orville Negrelli sent in a jingle about some things that were going on in Europe at the time and some political stuff. Tony was always talking about how, you know, you shouldn't have foreign treaties, and it was always causing, it would lead to something bad if you were obligated to go defend your allies and stuff. And, you know, Tony was always rambling about that on his show, and anyway, so Orville sent in this jingle, and it was a pretty big hit back then, and I haven't heard it in a while, so I thought we'd feature it here. If you happen to have heard other jingles that you like that haven't been heard in a long time, I know that there's a tune about Sammy Baugh and the 1937 Redskins and their first championship and stuff like that. So if you've got some of those tunes, you'd like to send them to podcast@tkjingles.com. We'll feature them here in the old-timey jingle segment. Right now, folks, from 1914, this is In the Great War Now.
I knew a guy named Franz Ferdinand, the fanciest mustache in all the land. He thought he'd take a pleasant drive through town. Well, he got shot last Sunday, and that upset Austria-Hungary. And thunderation looks like neither side is backing down. We're in the Great War now. We're in the Great War now. Those treaties were so bad. I said it just last week. Yes, I believe I had that. We're in the Great War now.
It has been so long since we've heard that song from Orville, so I'm glad that we could share that here on the podcast today. The stupidest segment ever featured on this podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll take a bow. All right, so after the old-timey jingle, I wanted to play some walk-up music. We've really been featuring a lot of songs on Tony's show lately to introduce the guests. I think Kirkchin's had a couple, Bob Ryan's had a couple. There was just one for Courtney on Friday. So I've written a couple, and I wanted to feature them here. These have never been on the show to introduce guests. I think one of them actually was on the show, just like in one of those Jinglepalooza segments. But We're going to feature three songs now, and then I've got some cool demos and new stuff we're going to play after that.
Hey, Tony, could you introduce me to Wilbon?
He's gonna drop some names, eating steaks with Irving Johnson, golfing with Obama anytime he wants to. Wilbon's fucking awesome. He's gonna drop some names, playing squash with Charles Barkley, NBA TV and TNT. Wilbon's fucking awesome.
This is a song for Mark Maskey. Maskey, where are we today? How about them Skins and how's Griffin? What's it like to work at a paper? To have a deadline every day. Did you know that I used to write? Talking to Barry's Raluga. Talking Nationals baseball. Always finish with Redskins. Where are we now? Covering golf for the paper. The Summer Olympics too. When will Tiger win another major? We're asking you, Barry's Raluga, Barry's Raluga, Barry's Raluga, Barry's Raluga.
Okay, now we come to my favorite part of the show every week, where I'm able to share songs that I'm working on right now or that I've never released or never planned to release. Just things that kind of keeping this thing going and part of the special, one of the reasons I created the podcast, just to be able to share these without embarrassing myself by putting them out there as jingles for posterity that people could download at any old time. So last week, Kevin Sheehan had one of those moments where he coined a phrase that was just, or a term that was so stupid and ridiculous that you know that five people were scheming on how to write a jingle for it. So I'm sure we'll hear some other jingles in this coming week about it. I got several emails and tweets from people saying I should do, the phrase was front magic. He said that the reason we're having such bad weather is because of front magic, a cold front and a warm front kept colliding, creating front magic. So, you know, people have been suggesting, ooh, it's magic. Do you believe in magic? You know, different songs that have that phrase. And those would probably be funny, sort of like Lola, where that was suggested. And I didn't think I would be able to do it justice because the core, that in the way that I write stuff, if the chorus is that obvious or that tied to the idea, with a rare exception, I have a hard time making it funny. Like Rich Ottinger did a great job with Lola making that really funny. But if I did it, it would have been much more literal and I don't think it would have been good. So I felt that way about anything that actually had the word magic in it. So I tried to genericize the song a little bit and make the front magic part just part of the song that came naturally in a broader theme about Kevin Sheehan and the way that he conducts his business. So that'll be the first track here. It's a parody of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. And then Weezer had a new album out in the last couple of weeks. It's wonderful if you're a fan of Weezer. It just got me in the mood to do something with Weezer. And I had been thinking that The Good Life, which is a song that I love to play on guitar and from their Pinkerton album, from 1996, one of their, I think their best album, but one of the greatest albums that I own, called The Good Life. So I wanted to do a parody of that song. And then in scheming for the old-timey jingles, because believe it or not, that song earlier wasn't actually from 1914, I had collaborated with a few people looking for ideas and things that they may be able to contribute. And that inspired an idea that's not really an old-timey jingle, but it's to an old-timey tune by Hampton Nager, and I wanted to play that here, a Glenn Miller tune, I Got a Gal in Kalamazoo. And then I did a demo to an REM song, Orange Crush, about 6 months ago. It's been a long time since we've shared it on here, so I just figured I'd throw it in here if you had never heard that before, Orange Blush.
Kevin say, front magic on the way. Kevin says, this low pressure is brought to you by Thrifty Rent-A-Car. It's bringing rain and high winds too. Fallen trees could be crushing you. Now we're finding out if it's safe to go out. Just stay inside till it's through. The models say you're probably fine. The storm will miss 20015. Kevin's making it up as he goes, babe. Head to toe in Under Armour. He's making up words every show, babe. Doesn't even know what NAM stands for. What did Kevin say? Magic on the way. I just bought the paper, and I can't believe what I see. Tell me, where's that funny dude from radio and TV? Distribution's down at the top paper in town. Tony got too old, so they told him to go home. Tony got Raju diverbified a proper noun. And even though he don't write columns anymore, he tapes a show every morning starting at 4. Watching sports and eating ice cream every night. Sounds lame to me, but that's what he likes. Tony has a knack to sit around and yak, and not even Bill Simmons can lure him back, 'cause it's easy to yak, yeah!
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I'm terrified of bears and raccoons. I need an event when I find my trash can full of bears and raccoons. Zoom, 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 zooms. Lock all the doors. Flush the macaroons. They'll rip you up, Jim, if they find their way in. Those bears and raccoons, zoom, zooms. I'm gonna phone the neighbors, hope they have more flavor when they foray. I'm not leaving till I hear a policeman. Hiya, Mr. Tony, everything's okay. I-L-L-T-H-E-M, all animals want you dead before noon. Send me a guy down from PTI to drive me there soon. We'll leave the house until they send somebody by to kill the bears and raccoons.
Mr. Tony.
Tony's on TV.
He's looking fine with his orange blush.
Never guess he's 83.
His forehead shines without his orange blush.
He wears that makeup 'cause he's in HD.
The show is done and now it's time to have a glass of wine or three. Everything's free for Tony.
Here comes Jerry's mailbag. Notes from porn stars, tweets, and inside jokes. It's Negrelli's mailbag. Get to kickstart and he'll get to work. Take that, Carol's kids.
Ah, thanks, Brad Weiss, for that wonderful mailbag jingle. You know, the way that the jingle works on my podcast is kind of the way that I always thought it would work on Tony's podcast, where there would be about, I don't know, 7 or 8 jingles that I would just rotate. And I thought that that's what they would do. So back when I started doing this a year and a half ago, I really figured that they would settle on maybe 10 to 15 songs they liked. There would be a regular rotation, and that would be that. And then, you know, somehow that summer and everything that happened after that in 2013 kind of spawned this whole world of craziness. But I love that, you know, some of you have been nice enough to send me original jingles for this podcast. Feel free to send me more. I can happily recycle some of these, but if you've got other ideas, or if you have some old-timey jingles or whatever else you have, podcast@tkjingles.com, pretty easy to get in touch with. So this week, again, we had no reviews that I could see on the domestic pages for the podcast or the apps. So if you're listening to this right now and you haven't left me a review, you're slacking. So please go on there, leave some feedback. You don't have to be crazy creative. Just put something on there. Let me know what you think, and I'll be happy to read it on this show. So let's get to the mailbag here. So I've gotten, as I put the sticker thing out there to send people free stuff, obviously I'm going to get a lot of correspondence about that. But it's been overwhelming, the number of nice things that people have said. And any little negative thing I've ever gotten really was overshadowed by the overwhelming warmth and kindness and nice things everybody had to say over the past week or two. So thank you very much. If you sent me a note, and you know, if you weren't just kissing my ass to get a free thing, but if you were just being nice out of the kindness of your heart, I really appreciate all those emails. And also about 4 to 5 pictures have been tweeted so far of these stickers out there in the wild. If you have a sticker, please put it on Facebook, put it on Twitter, include me so I know it's there so I can favorite it or retweet it and share it with the world. There was a funny correspondence this week with Mr. Tony Says, the unofficial Twitter of Mr. Tony, where folks were asking who the next Stat Boy should be, because he's getting slammed with people contacting him saying, hey, this person should be Stat Boy, or I should be Stat Boy. And he's just a guy who tweets Tony quotes. It's not Tony. So I've been getting a couple folks saying, hey, you should go do that, or you should apply for that. And Mr. Tony says, oh, Jerry is PTI Stat Boy. Does he have 108,000 followers? Because that's what he has. So I guess that's a qualification. I mean, I could just go to China and probably buy 200,000 followers. And if that gets the attention of Kelleher, maybe I'll do that next week. We have a note here from Zappa. He says, holy crap, the Kirkjian song and now Ebola. Thank you for creating TK Jingles. Thank you. And yeah, that really means a lot to me, because that is why I built the website and I do all the junk that I do, other than, you know, self-promotion or whatever other end game I may have in mind here, which I don't. It really was to have a place for these things to be shared, because I felt like there were so many good songs being created and they were just going into the ether. And if we didn't capture them and put them up somewhere, we were going to really miss out on something. There was a quote from Tony on his show last week. I'm just going to read this and then summarize some of the responses. But on his show, he said, and I quote, on radio, you have a lot of choices. It's not like television or newspapers, end quote. Just what the hell? And all I can think, and Brandon Minich wrote a couple of tweets about this. I can only assume that Tony's mindset is like 1960 or something, where you had tons of radio stations and like three papers in town and four television stations, because otherwise that makes no sense in the era of the internet and everything else. I mean, it just is the most ridiculous comment. Chip Hughes sent out a note. He said about the Stay With Me jingle that was on, and as it was playing, Gene McManus called out and said, "Oh, this is Sam Smith's Stay With Me," and Tony thought it was a cover of B.B. King's Stand By Me, which it clearly has some tones of that and is a total ripoff. But, you know, that aside, Genie had it. So Chip wrote, "Eat it, Kornheiser." Genie came up with this one. And I thought it was an interesting moment where she really had him and didn't tell him to eat it and took the high ground. So I guess that says something about him, or it says something about her. A note here from RPM360. "I'm way behind on Tony's podcasts, but whoever did the bicycle parody was a genius." And that's one of those that, like, yes, the bicycle parody was great, but there are two parodies that are almost the exact same song. So I guess both of those folks, total geniuses. And lastly, today, this past week, the Courtney jingle finally debuted on Tony's show, and Courtney tweeted about it several times. And I don't follow her on Twitter, mainly because her Twitter handle is pretty explicit, and her avatar or whatever, the things that she tweets are pretty explicit. So I can't have that showing up on my cell phone or work computer, you know, if my kids are seeing it or somebody, my colleagues are around. So anyway, last Friday when that jingle was airing, Courtney was tweeting all about it. So I kept getting dings on my phone. I say, "Oh, I must have some work email. It's 11 o'clock. I wonder what's going on." You know, it would be a picture of her butt with some text saying, "Oh, there's a great new song on today." Oh, Jesus. What am I going to do to get this off of here? So I had to basically go radio silent from about 11 a.m. until the end of the workday, just to make sure that those two worlds did not collide any further than they were in that moment, because it was a potential for a dangerous situation. So anyway, that's it. I mentioned earlier that I went to see Nigel and do a stand-up routine in BFE in Frederick last week. It was great. He was a hell of a lot funnier than I expected. I don't know what I expected. I went in there, you know, as a clean palate, just trying to see what he was going to do, and he had some really good stand-up material. He ended with some really questionably disgusting music. I mean, just so, like, gross out, over-the-line, gratuitous, sicko comedy. It was like Adam Sandler on acid or something. It was just, like, really, really raunchy. But he was great. Great set. It's always good to see him and those guys. And we got some other things. I was talking to him before the show. Got some other ideas for some hopefully some surprises and some things we'll be doing later this fall pending Tony's approval. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully we'll have some exciting announcements here in the next month or so. But anyway, thank you for listening to the TK Jingles podcast. I love doing this, and I will be back here next week with another wonderful episode. Until then, keep listening. Go to tkjingles.com. Leave feedback for other people besides me. I get enough feedback. But go there and leave some comments for folks. Let them know what you like. Let them know if you're enjoying their tunes. And I'll talk to you soon.
And so on Christmas morning, let good tidings fill your head. What a festive season. Someday you'll be dead. Dead, dead, dead. Someday we'll be dead. Dead, dead, dead. Everyone you know dead. A very Merry Christmas to you, Dad, Dad.